Sometimes things just don't work out. It could be at your job, your marriage, hence this show, or even the attorney you retain to represent you in a divorce. Sandra Radnett is a top New York-based lawyer who has taken on many cases that don't start with she and her firm, Radnett Law. Sometimes clients come to Sandra because they're not satisfied with their original counsel, which often happens in a divorce. Sandra is also the author of You're Getting Divorced, Now What? And has a chapter devoted to this very subject, switching attorneys. Sandra, welcome.
Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you for having me on the show. And this is such an interesting topic to talk about. I feel like it's not talked about that often. And people sometimes don't know if they can switch attorneys when they're in the middle of a divorce. Will it hurt their case? And what should they do? So I'm glad we're speaking about it today.
Yeah, listen, I dealt with it firsthand. And you write in your book, which is so important for people to read, that hiring an attorney is one of the most important steps in the process. But like you said, what if a person is not happy or comfortable with the way their lawyer is handling their case and they do want to switch? What does somebody need to know about hiring somebody new?
Well, I have a chapter in my book that talks about it. It's called Hello, Are You Listening? Because one of the things that people complain about is that their attorney's not listening to them, that they're not reaching their objectives, that they felt that they, you know, did everything right. They got a word of mouth referral. They looked at reviews. They provided all the information, but your calls aren't returned. You try to make an appointment, and the office says they'll call you back to schedule it. They don't do it, and you just feel like your case is languishing, and they don't know what they should do. So the answer to the question about if you're stuck with the attorney that you're not happy with forever, the answer is no. And if you're trying to get everything in place that you're going to be living your life by an agreement or whatever happens in this divorce, you need to have the correct advocate for you.
Now, does hiring an attorney slow down the divorce process? Because if you're going to sever ties with one lawyer and go with somebody else, there is a procedure that's involved. Walk us through it.
Exactly. So that's a very good question, because sometimes people feel like they're right in the middle of something, and is it going to slow everything down? Are they going to have to go back to square one? So I just want to tell you a little procedurally what happens. So somebody comes and they say, I'm not happy with my attorney. I'd like to switch attorneys. What do I do? And they might feel like a little intimidated or a little embarrassed. But basically, if you go to your new attorney after you've kind of vetted them and done your research, and you said, okay, here's who I'd like to go to instead, the new attorney will have you sign, at least in New York, something called a consent to change attorney form that the client would sign. They'd get the file from the outgoing attorney, and they basically pick up right where the other attorney left off. If there's a court case, they would send a notice of appearance to the court so the court would know that they're the new attorney being represented. And now with electronic filing, a lot of the documents are filed with the court and online anyway, so the attorney should be able to see whatever court orders are in place, what new court dates are coming up, and should be able to pick up right where the other attorney left off.
Are courts usually very understanding to a new attorney coming on the case and giving them time to get caught up?
It depends. The short answer is yes, but say, for example, a trial was coming up and there were deadlines. The court doesn't always extend those deadlines because the court has what's called standards and goals, which means that they have to complete a case within a certain time period. So they're not going to usually give months for a new attorney to catch up. However, if it's a short request or a short amount of time, they will get that extra time to get caught up.
In terms of cost, can it be expensive to bring in a new lawyer?
It depends. Sometimes if the other attorney was doing work, if, for example, they were in the middle of a motion or something, that money might have already been spent and an attorney might be just picking up. But if it's a very large file, a case that's been going on for a while, they might be spending extra money for the new attorney to get up to speed just to review the entire file so that they can adequately represent the client. So I think that depends on when in the case you get the new attorney. If it's a newer case it wouldn't be that much money to review the file, but if it's an older case, it might definitely cost extra money for the new attorney to get up to speed.
Now, when you are in the process of looking for a new attorney, why is it important in that initial phone call to ask, and even for legal counsel to ask, if your ex has ever met with them or consulted with the firm?
Well, because that's a very good question. You have to do a conflict check, because if they had already met with the other counsel, they might have information. It's a conflict of interest if there's information that was disclosed about the case from the other side. So it's really important to find that out. So every firm usually will do a conflict check before they meet with you to make sure they haven't met with the other party.
Now, is it beneficial if your attorney knows the opposing counsel? And if so, why?
Well, an experienced attorney usually knows who the other matrimonial attorneys are, who the judges are. And the reason that's important is because if you have a relationship with the opposing counsel, and I'm not talking about a friendship, but you just know the other attorney. Maybe you know the way they do things. You know how to work out a settlement with them. You know the way that their office works. And all of those things help a lot. Or even just having an idea of here's what the personality is and here's how I've worked out cases with them before. So it's not a requirement, but a lot of experienced matrimonial attorneys know each other, and if they've worked with somebody before, it usually makes things maybe flow a little bit more smoothly. Maybe you can get an agreement about certain things. You can have stipulations about certain parts of the case that would make the rest of it go a little bit more smoothly, so maybe you're going to trial on fewer issues instead of many issues.
Is it a bad reflection on somebody if they do switch attorneys during a divorce?
It depends. Again, that's a tough question. If somebody's switching attorneys just because they weren't comfortable with the other attorney and they needed someone that they could communicate with better, I don't think that reflects badly on the client at all. Sometimes when there's been multiple changes and it looks like the person's just doing it strategically to delay things or to extend spousal support, that's something that's not looked on kindly by the court. So I think if it's a legitimate reason, it's not a problem. If it looks like the person's trying to use that to manipulate the system, switching attorneys over and over again, it might not be looked kindly or favorably upon by the court.
But something we touched on before, if somebody does do that, won't that run them a lot more money? Keep switching and switching and switching?
Yes, I think every time you switch, you're having a new attorney review the file. So it is increasing the total attorney's fees, absolutely. But sometimes it's necessary, depending on what's going on in the situation. If it's a very complicated situation, or if the person just had bad luck and getting attorneys that really weren't advocating for them strongly or didn't have time for their case, or there's very legitimate reasons why people switch attorneys. At the end of the day, the relationship that you have with your divorce attorney, sorry to use the cliche, but it's like a marriage. You have to pick someone that you are comfortable with, that you can have a good relationship with, that you can explain how you feel, and that person has to be able to advocate for you and be interested enough to advocate strongly for you in order for you to meet the objectives that you want and in order for the attorney to understand what objectives you're trying to achieve. So I think that sometimes it takes a while to find that right fit, and maybe you didn't get it on the first try, and you might have to try a second try.
Last question, because I know we're running out of time quickly. Number one piece of advice people should know when they are hiring a new attorney.
What they should do is that when you are making a decision, you should not only talk to the attorney on the phone, you should meet with them in person, know what it is that you want to accomplish with your case, and ask the attorney what their plan would be. And from doing that, you'd have a pretty good idea of how things would go.
Well, if we want to go your direction and call you, Sandra, how does everybody find you?
You can go to my website, www.radnalaw.com. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to check out Your Getting Divorced Now What. Sandra, thanks again for joining us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Sandra Radna is an aggressive advocate who cares deeply for each of her clients. Sandra Radna is an award-winning matrimonial and family law attorney, selected as a super lawyer and honored as a lawyer of distinction and one of the power women of Long Island. She's the author of You're Getting Divorced, Now What? A how-to guide giving you the tools you need to navigate a contested divorce in court. With easy-to-follow forms, practical tips, and stories from the trenches, Sandra's book has the advice to carry you every step of the way to your new after-divorce life. A noted leader on the latest issues concerning divorce, Sandra has brought her down-to-earth practical advice to the readers and listeners of NPR, CNBC, Decrypt Magazine, Authority Magazine, Divorce Magazine, Attorney of Law Magazine, and New York's Law Journal. Visit Sandra Radna at radnalaw.com or call 631-754-6382. That's 631-754-6382.